went around with a big belly.
Self-respectful. Self-respectful is a beautiful term, and it's a term that refers to 99 and 99 100% of the people on the face of the earth. Everyone is self-respectful, and that's a wonderful way to be. Now, when you are self-respectful, what do you do? Some people like to say it's a better word, self-respectful, than humble, because humble, you're usually humble to something. If you're self-respectful, you are respectful of who you are and how wonderful you are and the qualities that you have that make your life very exciting and very good. Now, what kind of a life do you have? How exciting is your life? How exciting and how much fun is your life? What do you do in your life that makes you self-respectful? Well, as a starter, you might say, do you clean your plate? Do you eat the food that's on your plate? Do you look at your plate when it's served to you and you say, that's more than I want? And so you take a saucer and you push off onto the saucer the food you don't want so that you can eat everything on your plate. You can eat what the food is that you have chosen to eat. Now, you say, well, that's a piddling little thing, but no, it's a very important thing because you respect yourself. Now, Anita said this morning that the croissant on the tray there was one she didn't want to have for breakfast. She had whatever she wanted. And so she put it there. She says, that was mine. I just put it there. And I thought to myself, well, you should eat that. That's so good. You know, it's so delicious. And maybe I should take it. And no, I shouldn't take it because it's not for my best. And so it's not for Anita's best. And she pushed it aside and she didn't make anything about it. But we're making all the fuss about it. Instead of just allowing people to push food off their plate that they don't want to have at that particular meal with that self-respect, we want to have them say, you can't do that. I served you that food. You got to eat what I served you. You got to eat that everything that's put on your plate. And it's a strange and a wonderful thing, but it's something we've been taught from childhood. And it doesn't mean a darn thing. Doesn't mean a thing. If a child doesn't eat its meal, it'll survive perfectly well. Now, true, if a child's on a starvation diet or something like that, then you have to look into it and find out what's going on, but that's not the point. When a person doesn't eat a meal now and then, it's no big deal.
Right.
How many children have been sent to bed without their supper? Lots. And why were they sent to bed without their supper? Because they weren't behaving. They had no self-respect. It's not that they didn't have humility, but they had no self-respect. Now, where do you get self-respect? Where do they? What stores sell it? Where can you go on the market and find self-respect? Well, you can't. It's not available anywhere. Self-respect is only available from within you, where you look at yourself and you say, I like me. You look at yourself and say, I'm surrounded by beautiful beautiful people. I am the pure white light of love. I surround myself with beautiful people who are the pure white light of love, and I surround all of my world in a beautiful, wonderful way. And when you do that, then what happens? When you do that, then you are giving self-respect to yourself. Now, when a child, and I've seen so many pictures recently where we have these people that Ellen has taken pictures of in Europe and other places, and the kids paint their hair red, or they paint it blue or different colors, and they wear dresses that are awkward and don't fit properly, you know, and they try to wear super high-heeled shoes and stuff like that. And what is that all an indication of? It's all an indication of lack of self-respect. Because they feel that being an ordinary person, they're not getting attention. And they want to get attention. Now, Ellen is telling me about Michaela. And as she's telling me about Michaela, she's saying that Michaela said that before she gets married, right, she wants to come and visit Ellen. And did she buy you this shirt here?
Yes.
And what does it say?
Io sono perfetta. I am perfect.
It says, I am perfect. And she says, Nana, when I saw this shirt, what?
I thought of you and I bought it for you.
I thought of you and I bought it for you. Do you want that sort of an image in the world about yourself? I am perfect. I am happy. I am joyful. How do you get that? You get that when you have self-respect for yourself. Every time you respect whatever you do and however you do it, that's all that matters. There are people in our world who want to dissuade us from being self-respectful. They'll want us to have drinks with them and to go out partying with them and go out doing things with them which are not to our highest and best. And if we do it, then we're not self-respectful. If we don't do it, then what are we doing? Then what we are doing is we are standing up for a principle. We are standing up for the values that we feel are important for us. Now, where do these values come from? First, the values come from our innate spirit. The very depth of our being has these values in them. The very depth of our being does not want to hurt anybody. The depth of our being does not want to take anything from anybody. The depth of our being does not want to in any way destroy or damage another person, especially not ourselves, you know. Mama always says when the kids come home from school and they've had a tussle, did you get hurt? Did you get hurt? No. Okay. It's all right. But you see, Mama didn't ask, did you get hurt in spirit? Did he in any way mess up your self-respect? No, Mom. I stood up for what I believe. Not what you taught me, Mom. You know, you don't say that. I stood up for what I believe. What are my values? And why did you give Jimmy your truck and let him take it home? Well, because Jimmy liked my truck, and Jimmy is a good friend of mine, and I like to share with Jimmy. And so I told Jimmy, you can have it for as long as you want. And Jimmy says, forever? And I said, of course, forever, as long as you want. But that's your truck. Mom, I don't own anything. I own everything. And all of Jimmy's toys I can play with, and Jimmy can play with all of my toys, and I don't own any toys. But who takes care of them? We all treat our toys the same way we treat ourselves, Mom. You taught us this. We have self-respect for our toys. We have self-respect for ourselves. We have self-respect for everything. Nobody can push our button. When did you get that? Well, Dad told me that. Well, nobody can push our buttons unless we want them to. Because nobody can come along and push a button on us unless we want it. Now, if we don't want it, then we want it. When we say we don't want somebody to push our buttons, what we're doing is saying, that irritates me. And if you do that, that's going to push my button and make me unhappy. But if you see a person doing something and it's not your value, it's not your goal for yourself, you just say to them, hey, let's play a game of cards. Hey, let's go and play in the yard in the sandbox. Let's do this here. Let's go to a movie. Let's, you know, and do something you want to do. And then, if they don't want to do it, if their self-respect is not on the same level as yours, they'll say, no, I don't want to. And there they made a decision, and you're free to go as you were before to do anything you want to do. But if you ever let anyone push your buttons, it's because you want them to push it. You want them to make you feel insecure, unhappy, and a lack of self-respect. Because a person who has self-respect, if someone says, would you like a beer? And they don't drink beer, and they don't care for it. They say, no, thank you. Or, thank you, that's very nice of you. No. However you want to say it. But the thing is, you just do what are your values, do what are your realization of what's right for you, what's self-respectful for you. Can you be self-respectful? Can you be a person who has respect for yourself? Can you be a person who lives your life and says, I like me? You say, well, of course, of course, of course. No, it isn't. Because if you look at my shirt and it doesn't please you, and you tell me it doesn't please you, you're not having respect for yourself. Because in respect for yourself, you could not see me wearing anything that wasn't absolutely fantastic. Now, it might be a dirty shirt, and you say to yourself, if you wish to say it, oh, you were working, you were doing something. You know, naturally shirts get dirty while you're working. And you don't say, oh, you're going to town in that shirt? You don't say that. If you're going to change your clothes every time you go to the hardware store, you'd be a very busy changing clothes person. Now, you see, when you like yourself, when you have self-respect for yourself, when you have what might be called humility, then you are like Michaela's boyfriend. And that, right?
Yeah.
And that boyfriend that she has is such a laid-back, self-respectful person, such a charming, delightful person, so caring about himself and the family. He just enters into everything like he belongs there because he has self-respect. Now, that you might call an ideal relationship. Now, Michaela and he may find their way down the marriage path, or they may just be good friends forever. And they may be even close friends forever. But they don't own each other, because each one has self-respect, and each one is a glorious person, and each one has Ellen as their grandmother. I like some of the other children from Mariella. Their boyfriends and their girlfriends come up to Ellen and say, well, Nana, well, Grandma, you know, they call her Grandma, they call her theirs, because they feel so much that they're in the family, because they're living by the values of the family, and they all have self-respect. So today, you have self-respect, and watch how wonderful life is. How about it? I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.